New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's troubles are growing. A former aide who first accused the governor of sexual harassment in December now says he tried to kiss her in 2018 and invited her to play strip poker on a government plane. Governor Cuomo denies these claims, but they only compound the controversies he's dealing with. Cuomo was accused of suppressing information about the number of COVID deaths in New York nursing homes. And his younger brother, Chris, an anchor for CNN, is under scrutiny by media watchdogs for helping the governor smooth over his image with cozy on-air interviews. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik is watching that part of the story, and he joins me now. David, hi.
Hey, Peter.
And I'm sure you remember when the pandemic started, Governor Cuomo was praised for his seemingly open and honest press conferences. How would you describe the evolution of that image in the past few months?
Well, he's come crashing back down to earth as a politician dealing with a tough statistics, tough reality during the pandemic, and one who's in some ways submerged reality of being kind of a bruising political figure is ever more being dragged into light. I mean, he's being looked at like a politician now instead of some sort of crusading hero.
Well, as his problems grow, as we said, his brother Chris Cuomo accused of helping smooth out the governor's reputation by using his platform on CNN. I want to listen to this clip now from March 2020.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, I appreciate you coming on the show. I love you. I'm proud of what you're doing. I know you're working hard for your state, but no matter how hard you're working, there's always time to call mom. She wants to hear from you. Just so you know.
Yeah, I called mom. I called mom just before I came on the show.
It's not what
By the way, she said I was her favorite.
She never said
Good news is she said you were her second favorite.
Okay, and that was as the pandemic was breaking out. So how did CNN justify this type of interview?
Well, they said, look, people are responding to it. In the press conferences, Cuomo had embodied a humane sensibility, a sense of empathy, and a sense of kind of agency in a way that federal officials in some ways were not, particularly from then President Trump. And people responded to that warmly. You know, there was this Mutt and Jeff routine that Chris Cuomo and his brother, the governor, were doing on CNN. People reacted and embraced it. You know, some people were turned off, but nonetheless, it was seen as lifting us out of the dispiriting reality to see this back and forth between even these two very famous, influential people kind of teasing each other online and yet doing it at a distance and at a remove because that's the reality we were all in. That's how CNN justified it. They said, look, you're not turning to that for news updates. You're turning that for a kind of news-infused comedic banter.
Well, the situation has changed. In a Washington Post editorial last week, CNN said that they made an exception to the rule at first when they allowed Cuomo to interview his brother, because that's a very odd scenario. It doesn't happen hardly at all or ever. But now, because of this scrutiny, he is no longer allowed to speak with the governor on air. How do you think, in retrospect, CNN should have handled this?
Well, it's tough. I mean, on principle, my feeling is you can do almost anything as a journalist and as a news outlet that you're willing to disclose fully to your audiences and your viewers and readers and listeners. And certainly CNN made no secret of the family tie between them. And it said, look, we can have people cover other people cover him the other 22, 23 hours of the day. But it did mean that the dominant impression people got of Andrew Cuomo from CNN was one of kind of an affable older brother, a bit of a scourge, but kind of a teasing, responsible, forceful actor, you know, and used that kind of mystique to launch a book that was released in fall saying, look how wonderfully I've handled this. These are the lessons of leadership, when some of those lessons don't seem as clear now in retrospect. There are some questions about his transparency, his accountability, his honesty in dealing with this terrible plague. CNN maybe could have done that as a comedic turn and diminished how much time they devoted to it. You know, the ability to do it live and ad nauseum doesn't mean you have to do it. But I think in retrospect, you know, it wasn't that they were cleaning up something they knew would be a problem. It just, you know, reminds you Andrew Cuomo, no matter how much he loves his brother, remains a public figure that a news institution like CNN has to keep holding accountable.
And considering what we now know, do you think those interviews did any damage? In other words, were they responsible for making the governor look better than he should have?
They certainly allowed him to present himself in a most humane and human and empathetic and amusing light possible. And this was at a time where New York was at the forefront of some of the most deadly and most problematic elements. New York did seem to address those. I'm sure the governor was facing very tough choices, and it's not clear yet to me that what he did made things more deadly in essentially forcing nursing homes to take COVID patients back from hospitals. But we don't know that because in part we're just going through the data now that only belatedly has become released to the public. That's not how public officials are supposed to work. And to be honest, it's not how news organizations typically should work.
Yeah. In less than 30 seconds here, David, what kind of damage does this do to CNN's reputation, if any?
I think CNN will ride it out. You know, it has had controversies before under its current chief, Jeff Zucker, or under whoever takes office or ownership, you know, and leadership of it. You know, they're just trying to get the best ratings they can to hold on to their attention and then acquit themselves admirably in key moments. This is a moment where people embrace them in retrospect. Yeah. It doesn't look as good.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, thank you.
You bet.